Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Summer Down Under continues. Welcome to TC Live, our 30-minute pregame show to get you ready for all the action in Australia and New Zealand. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the year's first major. Here's what's coming up on the show. The American stars striping the ball in Sydney. How Taylor Fritz and Madison Keys were able to unlock a spot in the United Cup City Final. Plus, it's a go-go for Coco. The American teenage superstar ready to begin her season in Auckland. We will tell you about her tricky first-round matchup. And just 2 days into the new year, we already have a major upset. Find out which Aussie was able to bid farewell to Felix Auger-Aliassime in Adelaide. Our featured matches today that you just saw in Sydney, Adelaide, Auckland, and more. Jesse Pegula, Francis Tiafoe leading Team USA at the top of the hour. Novak Djokovic plays his first singles match of the season. Plus, Coco Gauff gets going at the ASU Classic. Hello, friends. Steve Chandaprakash with you here. All right. You had 24 hours to come up with your hot takes for the year. Mine, of course, Casper Ruud getting to number one in the world. Chanda, what is your sizzling, hot, straight off the irons take?
I think we have not seen the last of Serena on the tennis court.
I dig it.
She's coming back. She's going to play again in 2023.
All right. Where is she going to play?
Okay, Steve.
Oh, come on.
Don't ask that, Steve.
A professional event?
Yes.
Like not an XO?
No, okay. I'm not talking XOs, Steve. Just hot takes.
We're not talking XOs.
Say hot cakes.
Say practice.
Cakes. Oh, we should have had hot. That is a... Yeah, I told her that in the green room, actually. So that's as good as it gets.
I went through some options with Steve, and that's the one I chose.
Yeah, so I'm going to just put some...
It was a
I
duo.
I'm just putting some syrup on Chanda's hot cake over there. You know, I have several rolling around in my head. I'm not sure which one will come out, but I think I'm going to go with, just because we like to create a stir on social media, Nick Kyrgios is going to put up a grand slam.
Woo! In singles.
In singles. Woo! And I'll give a little bit of logic
Which
behind
one?
It,
which
so I
which
don't sound like a complete, you know. that Black Santa was rocket, Ross, okay?
All right, Fritz Vera.
Pounding. Exact difference between confidence and no confidence. Taylor pulling the trigger. Needs to. Off balance. Not really. Funny thing about playing. Spots here, you lean on the long spots there. That's exactly what we saw. About as clean a first set as it gets. It seems to feel as well. Team USA loving it. It's not holding back. Taylor was really continuing where he left off last year. Second set. Sarah begins. Sarah, as you don't know, you see from him. Spacing's not quite right. Forehand side, backhand side. Taylor is firing on all cylinders. Toughest part of such a big injury, trying to find your way back, shows you how difficult it is to get there, stay there. Oh, God. The only guy who can pull off sleeveless right now is Francis and Michael Moe looked pretty good over there.
Oh, God. Yeah,
he beat a 15-year-old kid in India.
With my feet, he's still pulling it off.
Again, Team United. Kind of a little deltoid and tricep separation.
Yeah, I think Vera pulls it off. I hate to say it. I know he's a little skinny, but he pulls it off.
A little skinny. Yeah,
you know he pulls it. Carlito.
Oh, Carlitos. I mean, Carlitos rocks him. Carlitos brings some shorter shorts back, too.
Yeah.
Which
I also think it's a better look. It's the style.
Yeah.
With those wins, the U.S. has won Group C. They will advance to the city final.
I could hear you over C.
Great Britain. So, Fritz and Nori have already met 10 times. 5 all. Tiafa leads Dan Evans 3-2. Keys leads Dart. Pagula, Swan haven't played. Who did that last other? Rafa looking for his first win of the season. Placing Alex Deminor. It was all Rafa early. He can wear the cutoffs as well.
It's only Ken. Rafa is playing his best tennis, I think, when he's being a bit more aggressive. Especially this stage in his career, you don't want to rely as much on defense and movement as he used to. He's certainly capable of it. I mean, look, when he steps into his backhand there, it's just a marvel to watch. But Deminor pulling the book out of Rafa's. Pays on the Rafa book here with the defense. Outstanding. Little, we gotta give that a name. A little playing the strings, something. So uncharacteristic errors from Rafa here at the clutch moments, but that's what happens when you're not in the habit of winning matches. He's not upset with it. Deminor makes use of his chance and a monumental win over one of the goats of our game in Australia. He's gonna remember that one for the rest of his career.
To Brisbane we go. Igor Świątek playing Belinda. It was stressful as hell. First tiebreak of the season, but I'm pretty happy that I made it.
Are you gonna do it?
Group B, split.
Yeah, I mean, big time.
It's a trash racket.
Yeah.
And she's still good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's trash. That's how good Iga is.
That's amazing.
I didn't know I would get that visceral of a reaction.
I mean, that's where's the lie? Where's the lie?
I mean, I got some at home. I can't even. Give them people.
Great rally from both. I mean, a little more weight of shots. You can see it there from the forehand.
Does Medvedev still play? Like, did they paint Medvedev?
Got fun in the room.
No, I think it's reacting. Because that's what they do some funny business sometimes, Steve. Iga plays with it. I don't know. Medvedev, is it?
I'm trying to mix things up.
No, we're not going to talk Technifiber.
Somehow I chased it down. Pops up.
Oh, you back. Lost it.
So much movement there. God. Gets the error from Gauffin. Get a good replay out of here.
46-44.
Oh, in the game, Bob. Get your back up. Baby. And the views. Oh, let me look up that. That's cool in the game, right?
Game seven match. Hey,
let me not quote the wrong thing.
He tests 11. 6-3.
He uses the Technifiber T-Fight 305.
So they say. Because he was Prince before, too, right? Who was he before?
Medvedev, I'm not sure.
Who was he before? Do you know what Medvedev was playing before Technifiber?
Who?
Medvedev.
Still to
was he
come.
Prince?
I think it was.
We'll let you know.
But by the way, yeah, and Chendo was right about, by the way, about all this stuff. For the first, like, for the whole time Djokovic was playing with Wilson, it was a head racket.
No, it's all, it's paint. Because sometimes if you can't find and feel, they just paint it.
They literally just paint it, yeah.
Yep. It's all okie doke.
But I think he's legit.
Iga's legit. Like, that's the Technifiber racket. I love it.
Kazakina as well.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
The summer down under continues. Welcome to TC Live, our 30-minute pregame show to get you ready for all the action in Australia and New Zealand. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the year's first major. Here's what's coming up on the big show. The American stars were striping the ball in Sydney. How Taylor Fritz and Madison Keys were able to unlock a spot in the United Cup City Final. Plus, it's a go-go for Coco. The American teenage superstar ready to begin her season in Auckland. We'll tell you about her tricky first-round matchup. And just 2 days into the new year, we already have a major upset. Find out which Aussie was able to bid farewell to Felix Auger-Aliassime in Adelaide. Our featured matches today from Sydney, Adelaide, Auckland, and more. Jesse Pegula and Francis Tiafoe leading Team USA at the top of the hour. Novak Djokovic playing his first singles match of the season. Plus, Coco Gauff gets going at the ASB Classic. A lot to get to today as we break it all down for you. Welcome back into our studios in Santa Monica, California. Steve Weissman, happy to be back alongside Chanda Rubin and Prakash Amitraj. Told you yesterday, get those hot takes ready.
Yep.
Chanda, where were the hot takes? Prakash promised them. I didn't
I'm thoroughly confused. I didn't bring one. I was expecting the other. But,
I was looking for that today. I didn't have breakfast. I was waiting.
I was waiting all day.
No hot cakes.
You got to have breakfast. That's got to fuel you. We'll talk about it later.
I know. We need to chat. But instead of hot cakes, hot takes.
Yeah. What do you got, Chanda? What's your hot take for 2023?
You know, I think Serena Williams, we have not seen the last of her on the tennis court. She will be back in 2023. At an event, a live event, Steve.
Not
an XO.
Professionals are playing.
Not an XO.
That's not
my hot take. And
okay.
I don't have any inside information. I just think when we saw her at the U.S. Open, she just looked like, you know what, maybe I could do this again. Maybe I could do some more of this. She played her way into such good form by the end of her tournament, and that was with very few matches under her belt. So I think if she did just a little more, she could, you know, come back and be pretty proud of what she could accomplish. That's just me. I'd love to see it. Maybe that's influencing
me.
That's a fire take, Prakash.
That's my take.
Can you match that level?
No, I certainly can't. So let's just say right now that Chanda wins the hot take competition. But, you know, I like my hot sauce. I got a little sriracha, a little tapatio, some habanero. I'm going to mix it all up and throw it all on this one because I know there are some haters out there who haven't tweeted in a while, and you guys are going to get in on this one. Nick Kyrgios is going to put up a singles Grand Slam this year. That's right. You said it. Look, if you're looking at Carlos Alcaraz, Novak Djokovic, Rafa at the French as that first little category of players who are sort of the front runners to win a slam. In that second category, you look at a Daniil Medvedev, you look at a Stefanos Tsitsipas, perhaps Felix Fritz crawling into there soon. But you look at that group and Alexander Zverev when he's healthy, I think Nick is right in there. Nick has a lot of momentum, probably the most coming in from last year. And I look like that face is going to ask me which Grand Slam, so I'll take it there.
I was thinking you didn't even mention my guy Casper Ruud, who's getting to number one in the world, as having a chance to win a major.
He is on my list. He is on my list.
Okay.
Casper is in
Come
that
on.
List. There's a lot of names in the mix. A lot of names in the mix, but I think Nick does have a great shot. I think it could be Australia because it's the first time coming in with the year he's had with that Australian energy. But it's tough to bet against him on the grass.
Yeah.
A best serve we've seen in a long time. So his best shot is probably Wimbledon.
That's pretty hot, too. I like
Come
it.
Come on, Chad.
Like
Both
it.
Y'all. Very hot. Very hot. Speaking of hot, how about the highlights from yesterday? The United States could clinch a spot in the city final with wins from Taylor Fritz and Madison Keys. Fritz taking on Alexander Zverev. Prakash, the Americans just dominated.
Well, two exceptional players here, but I think what we're seeing in this match is a clear difference between a very confident player and just a not confident player. Taylor just whipping the forehand up the line, picking and choosing when he's going to lean into balls, even right here, that backhand wasn't quite in position, got his body behind it. Zverev, on the other hand, just a little bit unsure. Not quite in position on every ball, being a little bit more reactive. First step not there, chasing after that drop shot. First set was just a complete whitewash. I mean, Taylor taking that serve, ripping it for a winner, just demolished Zverev there in that first set. Sasha started to get a little bit more consistent in the second set, but again, at inopportune moments, those errors creeping in there. The spacing not quite right between his hip and the right pocket of striking that forehand. Taylor just picking up right where he left off, looking very confident. And this is the tough part when you had such a significant injury, getting those matches, getting in the feel of not thinking out there on the court and just kind of letting it happen.
64 minutes, only dropped 1 point on his first serve. So Madison Keys with a chance to give the Americans a group win, and she did not blink against Yula Niemeyer, Chanda.
This is a real veteran performance from Maddie Keys from the start, stepping in, using the forehand. That's the shot that pays so many dividends for her. And she was following it in, not giving Niemeyer a chance to reset in some of these rallies. Got that first set pretty handily, and in the second just kept going. Niemeyer, though, she made a bit of a stand. She made some adjustments on her serve, started trying to be a little more aggressive coming in on that one, but Keys was setting up so quickly with her footwork that she had options, and at the end of the day, it was just too much for Niemeyer, and a really impressive performance again from Madison Keys.
He's only lost 6 points behind that first serve. Stays undefeated in the new year, and with those wins, the United States has won Group C. They will advance to the city final to face Great Britain. The United States, Great Britain moving on, and the winner of that, of course, moves on to the semifinals. So as we take a look at that matchup, you got Fritz and Norrie. They've already met 10 times, 5 apiece right now. Tiafoe leads Dan Evans 3-2 in that head-to-head. Maddie Keys, 2-love when it comes to facing Harriet Dart. Pegula, Katie Swan, they haven't played yet. Who advances out of the United States and Great Britain?
Well, I like the women on the U.S. side. I think they're a bit stronger than Great Britain. But it's going to be very interesting on the men's side. I mean, as you said, very even between Norrie and Fritz. I like Fritz just because he just hits the ball a little bit bigger. Norrie brings so many intangibles to the table and competes so well. But when Fritz is firing, he's just a tough customer to beat. And Francis, I think, really is picking up that momentum that he had from last year. Dan Evans makes you play a lot of balls. But I do like Francis there. So I guess slight edge towards the U.S.?
I definitely give an edge to the U.S. I think, you know, as Prakash mentioned, the women, they have been so strong. And, you know, Pegula, you know, she's searching for that form that got her into the top five in the world this past season. I think she's going to find it. I think this is going to be a good matchup for her as well as Maddie Keys. And I think on the guy's side, it will be a little tougher. But the way Fritz has been playing, I mean, he's been stepping up and playing those pressure moments so beautifully. I think that is what it's going to take against Norrie with the way Norrie has been playing. But I think they're up to the task.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Our guy Jason Goodall may have some other opinions on this one, but Team USA going to take down Great Britain and move on to the semifinals. Night session in Sydney featuring none other than Rafa Nadal looking for his first win on the season, facing local favorite Alex de Minaur. It was all Rafa early in this one, Prakash.
He got off to a great start, and look, Rafa has won so many points playing such amazing defense in his career. I think at this stage in his career, he wants to lean a little bit more on the offense, at least step into that back end as he did those first couple points there. But de Minaur taking a page out of Rafa's defensive book here, and a spectacular forehand get and winner up the line, feeling himself with the crowd here. And you know what? You don't get these kind of atmospheres every day, so you better soak it all in. That's exactly what he did. Stayed neck and neck in that third set here, and some uncharacteristic errors from Rafa. And you know what? This is what happens when you're just not in that habit of winning. It even happens to the greats. De Minaur makes use of it, holds her comfortably to close things out. Rafa, gracious, gracious in defeat as always, but a moment that De Minaur is going to remember for the rest of his life.
Yeah, eighth top 10 win, biggest by ranking. Rafa Nadal, 0-2 in 2023. To Brisbane we go. Iga Swiatek getting her first big test of the year. Chanda taking on 12th-ranked Belinda Bencic. I was looking forward to this one.
Yeah, this was a fun match to watch. Both of these players understanding the geometry and the angles of the court. But it's Iga Swiatek who is just playing so much quicker, especially when the points matter the most. And she forced Bencic to overhit at times, trying to create openings that weren't always there. Iga Swiatek got that first set. The second, though, was a little bit of a different story. Bencic made some adjustments. That one went to Swiatek off the forehand side. But Bencic would come back and really make a set of this. She understands how to battle as well. She's won some big matches, and she gave Iga Swiatek all she could handle in this second set tiebreak. Again, some fun points with both players playing in all the different areas of the court. But in the end, Swiatek so impressive with how quick she was off the mark. I mean, this was deep into the second set, and it looked like it was the first couple of games of the match. She just stayed at that level, too much for Bencic to overcome.
Iga said, I got my energy up for the tiebreaker. It was stressful as hell. First tiebreak of the season, but pretty happy that I made it. Group B, after splitting Monday's matches one apiece, so the winner of Poland versus Switzerland advances to the city final in Group E. Italy will make the city final with one more match win. Brazil qualifies if Norway goes 3-0 today. Over to Perth we go. That means Greece and Belgium. Stefano Tsitsipas facing David Goffin, the Greek star. Said he had 80% out there. There's still 20% left. That's unfortunate for Kasia Goffin.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, look, Steph is really settling into some of the best tennis of his career after 61 wins last year. You can see here just a little bit too much weight of shot for Goffin to overcome. Goffin strikes the ball well, but Steph just a bigger hitter of the ball. And when Steph is feeling this consistent and moving this well, as you see in this point, she's a tough customer. Some marvelous acrobatic skills here. Steph not only getting it back, hopping over the barricade, finding his way back in, distracting Goffin enough with the movement for him to miss the smash. Taking a page out of Cool in the Gang's book over here, he's telling himself, get your back up off the wall, baby! Get back into the point! Manages to cough up the air, but he's still got that eye of the tiger. Gives up only 5 games, and the man gets the job done. Nice win for Greece.
But it's a very nice place to be when you're able to be so focused on a little fuzzy yellow thing that's coming from the other side of the court. That builds up the zen mode that I'm seeking when I play tennis. It's Tsitsipas, all about the zen. Group A, Greece needs just one win to reach the city final. Belgium qualifies with a 3-0 record today. Croatia leading France 2-0. They qualify with one win from tonight's 3 remaining matches. The United Cup city finals start tomorrow night. So, I mean, it's already moving, but still a lot to be determined.
Still so much, and it's starting to get really good, and we've had some terrific battles already, but it is getting even more intense. And all of these teams, these players, they have been into it. A lot of good camaraderie, but it's been intense in terms of the competition.
Two things that are standing out is how beautiful it is to see the men and women of the tours come together. Some nice social clips of Badosa and Nadal having those great team moments. And Steve, you pointed it out. 0-2 for Rafa's start this year. Last year, didn't lose a match until he hurt his rib, final of Indian Wells. Yeah. So big contrast both years.
Still the defending Australian Open champion. How about Venus Williams? She's starting her season in Auckland, gets her first win since 2021. We will show you those highlights when we come back on TC Live. Plus, we'll let you know about the latest challenge that our Hall of Fame teammate Martina Navratilova must overcome. You're watching TC Live. Welcome back to TC Live. Jessie Pegula looking to get her first win of the new year. Getting ready to go first on against Laura Sigmund. Team USA has already clinched its spot in the city final, but would still like a win over Germany. That is coming up at the top of the hour from Sydney. Of course, Tennis Channel will once again bring you daily live coverage of the Australian Open before play each day. Catch TC Live, an in-depth preview of the action, extended match highlights, myself, Prakash, Lindsay Davenport, John Wertheim. It all begins Sunday, January 15th at 5 o'clock Eastern. We now have some news to pass along about our teammate, our friend, our family, Martina Navratilova. The Hall of Famer announced she has been diagnosed with 2 forms of cancer, stage 1 throat cancer and an unrelated form of breast cancer. Martina will begin treatments this month. The throat cancer is type HPV, which responds well to treatment. The breast cancer is in an early stage. Ed McGrogan has more information for you on tennis.com. Now, support has been coming in from the entire tennis community. Billie Jean King saying, quote, Martina is as brave as she is strong. She has fought this battle before, and she is in our thoughts and prayers. Martina herself tweeting recently, quote, needless to say, my phone and Twitter are both blowing up, so I will say again, thank you all for your support. I am not done yet, smiley face. Hugs and kisses. She's not done, because Martina will be joining us during our TC Live coverage of the Australian Open from her home during some of our shows. We look forward to that. And until then, of course, we send all of our love, all of our strength, and all of our support to you, Martina. Cancer has nothing on the goat. We love you. Your TC family is behind you all the way. More to come here on TC Live. Of course, Martina will be talking about Venus Williams during the Australian Open. And Venus had a triumphant start to the new year down under. Don't go anywhere. Chanda Prakash D back on TC Live. To Auckland we go. Venus Williams playing in her 30th season on tour. 30th season on tour. Looking for her first win since Wimbledon in 2021, Chanda, taking on Katie Valli next.
This was a fantastic effort from Venus. So great to see her back out on court. The movement was looking pretty good. Got tricky late in that first set, but Venus managing to get the edge here, stepping in. I mean, that's the Venus we are so used to seeing, especially on quicker courts, coming in, just eating up a lot of court. You could see that she's rounding into a much better form. The serve was firing. That helped her in some critical moments. Did a good job behind the first serve as well. But movement out of the corners. I was impressed with how she held firm. It's been a while since she's been able to win a match, and it's never easy kind of fighting through those difficult moments. Made it a little easier in that second set here. Match points, gets it done, and that is a good feeling, winning her first match, Steve, in quite a while.
Ends a 9-match losing streak. She's been working really hard, putting in those yards with her coach, Eric Heckman. It is paying off.
This is one of my favorite places to come. I was so excited that I made it here, and I remember the last tournament that was here, Serena won. I remember watching from at home, you know, holding onto my seat. It was a great match, and it's so great to see you guys come out and then stay this late after this weather. So thank you, and I'm happy to get a win today against a great opponent.
Good stuff for Queen V. Got the wild card into the Australian Open as well. Looking forward to seeing her there. Adelaide we go. Canadian number one, Felix Auger-Aliassime, facing Aussie qualifier Alexi Poprin. So he's already gotten a couple wins for that.
Well, you would think that Auger-Aliassime was a clear favorite here. I mean, with the year he had last year culminating in the Davis Cup, a career year for him. But Poprin has a lot to prove right now. He was very fired up here in this first set. The forehand really working for him, trying to get the crowd energy into it. Ranked 120, but has been as high as 59. So we know he can play some exceptional tennis, but just trying to work his way back up the rankings. And again, he's just 23 years old. He's a big guy, trying to feel out that body. And you can see even here, moving a lot better than he has been in recent moments. Using a bit of feel as well, getting Felix to come forward. And again, I love when I see Poprin at the net. He's got such a brilliant wingspan out there. He puts so much pressure when he's adding that to his baseline game. Gets an error from Felix at the end. Doesn't have to go to three. Down to break in the second, but squeezes it out. Straight set. Huge win for the big Aussie.
Third over a top 10 player said, quote, "I'm not surprised, to be honest, but I am happy with it." Speaking of top 10 wins, Czech teenager Linda Noskova looking for her very first against Daria Kazatkina, Chanda. Hit nearly 60 winners.
She was aggressive, Noskova, and taking it to Kazatkina. Got the first set, the second. Kazatkina showed the form we've seen, getting to top 10 in the world again. Got the second set tiebreak here with a little more aggressive play up on that baseline. But Noskova, to her credit, got right back to business. Kazatkina would see the trainer, maybe having a couple of physical issues, but taking nothing away from Noskova, who held her nerve. She's had some matches in qualifying. That helped her think down the stretch in this one. And in the end, just showing some real poise with that incredible ball striking right when she needed it.
18-year-old playing just her fifth WTA main draw this week. Gets her biggest win. The Lindas are coming. Noskova, Pruvertova, I'm telling you, watch out for the young Lindas on the WTA. Some other match results from yesterday. Rybakina, your Wimbledon champion, takes out last year's Australian Open finalist in three sets. Danielle Collins. Amanda Anisimova was up 3-2 against Veronika Kudermetova. Didn't win a game after that. Shelby Rogers goes down. Maxime Cressy, two tight sets, goes out to Tanasi Kokkinakis. And guess who was watching? Nick Kyrgios. Says, "I'm up till midnight watching you, bro." Holger Rune going down as well to Nishioka. As we enter the social net, when you go to Australia, what do? You play with the indigenous species, right? So how about the koala bear with Maria Sakkari?
You know what? This is the perfect thing to do when you go to Australia. So many of the players do this, whether you're going kangaroos, koalas. It takes your mind off. And Chanda, I don't know about you.
What is that?
Animals, nature. You know, they got a few animals over there. I'm not quite
not
sure.
A coca.
Not a coca. Okay.
What exactly the breed is over there?
Koala.
We got it. Go back to the other one. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, we'll keep it simple. But they're so cute. But don't they have sharp claws?
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they are bears.
Okay.
Well, they might get pedicures over there, manicures over there. You
don't
know.
They also have diseases, but they are cute as heck. I'll tell you that.
Let's not focus on the negatives.
Can we get a name for this young guy? He looks like he's been bulking, by the way.
Kangaroos are like, I mean, those things are ripped. How about this? Novak Djokovic started the season yesterday playing doubles with his buddy Vasek Pospisil. They started the PTPA together. They didn't get the win, but they did get haircuts for Gosh.
You know what? Maybe this is one of those bonding things. Why?
Yeah.
You know, like all those times I asked you to come to my barber and you're like, no, I got to go to my stylist because you got, you know, a fancier one than I
wait,
go
wait,
to.
Wait, what happened? I missed that.
Yeah, he did. I tried to have an experience just like
Djokovic.
I would love
to be invited. I'm just waiting for that invite. Yeah. So.
You go to higher end places than me, Weissman.
But she does a great job.
It's a bonding experience. Chan, you ever do that? You know, take a friend in there, do a little, you know, hair day together?
Not necessarily hair day, but we'll do pedicures and things. Mm. Does that count? Is that the same?
We should message them, see if they did many pedis after that.
Yeah.
I bet they did. They got it all together.
Just make a whole day.
They didn't get the win, though. TC Live tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. Got you covered from Auckland, Adelaide. The United Cup City Finals. Cannot wait for that to get underway at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Encore coverage all day long. Just leave it on TC and don't go anywhere. Be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back on TC Live, reminder to make tennis.com your online information source throughout Tennis Channel's Summer Down Under. By the way, I think we just found out Ross Schneiderman telling us a wombat is what Maria Sakkari was sitting next to. A wombat in the Summer Down Under. Stay current, live match scoring, stats, draws, rankings, and photos of potentially Australian animals as well. Go to tennis.com. Today, our hot shot of the day, Lorenzo Musetti has been racking them up this year. More magic from the Italian last night, Prakash.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be the last one we see from the guy. And not only did he manage to pull that off behind his back, but he looked good doing it. The guy had a little bit of air time, too. And how do you turn such an awkward shot into such a good-looking shot? I think it's an Italian thing, Weissman.
He's brilliant.
I mean,
man, is wow. You like that, Chandler?
A little strut after that, too.
I love it.
Behind the back?
Yeah.
That's better than a tweener to me. Our featured matches tonight, we got Big Foe and Jesse Pegula in action for Team USA. That's coming up top of the hour. They've already advanced to the city final. How about the Matteo Berrettini-Casper? I'm looking forward to that one in Group E. Novak Djokovic, first singles match of the season. Coco Gauff, Jiří Hurkacz, Stan Wawrinka. They've never played before. First meeting between those two superstars. All right, let's talk about Daniil Medvedev. Former world number one,
yep.
Got to world number one February of last year, ended the year 7 in the world, starts this year, that's where he starts, ended the year with 4 losses last year. What do you make of where he finishes this year?
Well, look, I think this opening part of the season is tremendously important for him. I mean, let's not forget how close he was to picking up the Australian Open title last year. And he had come off the heels of winning the U.S. Open the previous year. He is still, over the last 2-3 years, one of the premier players on hard courts. So, you know, you put him right up there with one of the players who has a great shot to win in Australia. And I think he's going to really have to make use of the hard court events here, Indian Wells, Miami. Clay court hasn't really been great to him over the years. He's been better with it. He's not giving as many of those, oh, my God, I hate my life comments when he's on the clay. But I think the clay, the grass, is going to be bonuses for him. The hard courts is where he needs to shine.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think for Medvedev, you know, the middle of the year, not being able to play Wimbledon, I think that had an effect. I mean, that does on any player when you can't play a major and you're one of the top players in the world, regardless of what you think their chances are on that surface. So, you know, I think, you know, some of that coming into play, it's natural to have a little bit of a dip. This will be his time.
I think that's a great point. We're not talking about Medvedev as much as we should be. This guy's a major champion. Coco Gauff, top seed in Auckland. Tricky opponent first round. She plays Tatiana Maria, who she's known since she was like 15, growing up, hitting with her, but never played her before. A player that got to the semifinals at Wimbledon last year.
Yeah, and she's a tricky player, Tatiana Maria. A lot of experience, understands, you know, how, you know, to use the angles and the full court. She can come in and just put Gauff in difficult positions. So I think this will be a real test, you know, out of the gate, start of this new season for Gauff, just to see where she is, how she adjusts in a match against an opponent she hasn't played before. Tatiana Maria, has definitely been tough. She had to drop down and play some kind of lower level events because she didn't get ranking points at Wimbledon. So it's kind of had an effect on a number of players.
I want to just take a minute to just shine a little light on Tatiana also, because look, she's one of the mothers out there on the tour who are still excelling and doing impressive stuff out there, semifinals at Wimbledon. And at the latter part of her career, she went away from the game with a two-handed backhand, came back with a one-handed backhand, and now that's what she uses. So just a little bit of inspiration there, that at any age you can learn new things, you can come back and play the best tennis of your career, always puts a smile on my face.
Yeah,
it was one of my favorite interviews last year at Wimbledon. I mean, she's lovely, amazing, and Ange Burr loves her kids. It's just a good story overall. Jessie Pegula in action for Team USA, top of the hour. Listen, Team USA has already clinched it, Chanda, in terms of moving on to the city finals. But Jessie took a lot of L's at the end of last year, including one at the literal end of 2022. How important is getting a win for her in this match?
I think it's very important. It's about more than just the overall scoreline. That's kind of settled. But Pegula, she wants to get off the, you know, get on the board and kind of get going with this new season.
All right, looking forward to this one as Team USA is in action. Looking forward to playing, of course, Jessie Pegula and then Frances Tiafoe. Want to get some confidence heading into facing Great Britain tomorrow in the city final. Chanda, once again, you're off to join Jason in the booth for call of these matches. Look forward to going home and listening to that. And Prakash, we will see you soon, my brother.
You'll get a workout, you and me? What do you
say? I'm going to Rumble Boxing now.
You're on your own. I can't be losing that many calories.
Thanks for keeping me alive.